Shalom Aleichem. Welcome to our second to last day of learning Sanhedrin in Mishneh Yomi. Tomorrow, Bezrat Hashem, we finish and we start Makot. Right now, we're in chapter 11, Mishnah Daled, wrapping up the concept of Zaken Mamre. Recall, this is a senior sage who's qualified to make halachic rulings, and he rules against the high court in Yerushalayim. He tells people to follow his instructions instead of the Mesorah, instead of the tradition, instead of what the Sanhedrin Gadol, the high court, has ruled. So Mishnah Daled picks up with, well, he's telling people to violate the Sanhedrin's instructions. Ein mamitin oto, we don't put him to death, lo bebeitin shebeiro, not in the court in his own city, v'lo bebeitin shebeyavna, and not in the court in Yavna. Now, the Sanhedrin moved to Yavna about 40 years before the Chorban of Yerushalayim. We mentioned this concept at the very end, the last chapter of Sota. We described that they stopped doing the Sota ritual shortly before the destruction of the temple and also stopped trying murder cases that coincides with the Sanhedrin moving to Yavne. And it seems to me that our sages knew something bad was on the horizon and wanted to have a backup, wanted to have another place where they were learning Torah and giving halachic rulings in case something happened to Yerushalayim. And there's a diuk. You can look at the language in the Gemara in Gittin 56b. That chapter of Gittin mentions the Chorban, the destruction of Yerushalayim. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, the Gadol Ador, is smuggled out of Yerushalayim to negotiate with Vespasian, the Roman emperor in general. And he tells him, Tenli Yavna behochamecha, please spare the city of Yavna and the sages, the court there. Meaning Yavna was already operational as a center of Jewish education and justice before the destruction of Yerushalayim. Anyway, back in our Mishnah, Elamalinota, we take him up, Lebeitin Agadol Yerushalayim, to be executed in the high court of Yerushalayim. Umishomrin Oto, and we keep him waiting on a regil, until the next holiday when people are coming up to Yerushalayim. Umimiti noto beregel, we put him to death during the regil. Not on Yom Tov, of course, but Chol HaMoed, when everyone's there to see. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says in Devarim chapter 17, V'chol am yishma'u v'yirav v'lo yizidun od. The whole nation will hear and they will see and they will not, you know, act brazenly against the ruling of the court anymore. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. That's according to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yehuda Omeri disagrees. He says, Ein me'onin et dino shozeh. We do not, you know, torture this guy by making him wait for his din, for his execution. As we learned when we were discussing the procedures for Skila, we don't try a murder case Erev Shabbos because we can't put someone to death on Shabbos. We don't want him to wait even one day after the verdict. So Rabbi Yehuda says, Ela mamitin oto miyad, we put him to death immediately after the, you know, he's rightfully convicted. Okotvin, and we write letters. V'sholchin shluchim, we send messengers, b'kol makot, to all Jewish settlements. Ish ploni ben ish ploni, nitchayev mita bebeitin. And they say, this man was a zaken mamre, he was convicted, he was ruling against the Sanhedrin, and we put him to death. That way everyone knows. In the Gemara on Daf 89, they explain that Rabbi Yehuda, he holds these words, Kola am yishmu, the whole nation will hear, va'yiro, he says yiro doesn't mean see. Yiro is lashon yira, means fear. They'll hear the letters, they'll hear what's written in the letters, and they'll have fear of doing such a thing. And it's very interesting, the verb ro'eh, to see, is cognate, is related to yira, to fear, to have awe of Hashem, because if you truly see what's going on, that Hashem really runs the world, you can't help but to have Yirat Shemayim, to have fear of heaven. Now Mishnah Hay goes on to the next person on the list who gets a chenek, Navi Yesheker, a false prophet. This is Hamit Nabe, he's telling prophecy, al Mashlo Shama, about something he didn't actually hear from Hashem. So even if he's a real prophet, really got prophecy, but he's telling people something that was not from Hashem, that's a chenek. Or something that was not said to him, but maybe said to a different Navi. Mitato bidei Adam. In these cases, he can be tried, convicted, and executed by the human court. Aval, but a Navi who's hakovesh at Nevato. He is hiding his prophecy. He's not sharing his prophecy. V'hamevater al divrei Navi. Or he's transgressing the words of a different Navi. Navi sha'avar al divrei atzmo. Or he's not living up to the own prophecy he was given. Mitato bidei shemayim, his death will come from heaven. You know, Hashem has many messengers, many ways of making things happen. Shnamar, as the pasuk says, Anochi edrosh meimo. In Devarim chapter 18, I will demand punishment from him. And this actually happened to Yonah, the famous Yonah and the whale. The reason he was swallowed by a whale is he actually had nevuah in the temple. that he should go and tell Nineveh to repent, and he was running away from his prophetic mission. He was kovish nevato, and that's why he was almost killed in the belly of the beast there. Yashar koach, mazel tov in advance. Tomorrow we finish Bezrat Hashem, and we begin our makot. Tizku le mitzvot.